this week, we've been reporting on sports in Boston Public Schools in our series, Budgets and Box Scores, Funding Sports in Boston Public Schools. For years, athletes played with shoddy equipment on sometimes dangerous fields, but two organizations have stepped in with privately raised money and have started turning things around. In this installment of our series, Doug Tribou and Karen Given of WBUR's Only a Game introduce us to two athletes who've benefited from the boost in funding.
When I approached Monica Cannon-Jones at White Stadium in Jamaica Plain, she and her husband Anthony Jones were bundled up against the bite of a cold, clear November afternoon. The Playball Middle School Football Championship was a big day for their son, Narion.
He loves football. If he could sleep football, he would.
There's a sense of purpose about Cannon-Jones. She uses words like responsibility and schoolwork more often than passes and defense. Playball is a nonprofit organization that funds sports for 1,000 students in Boston's middle schools, including Narion's school, the Lila G. Frederick. True to its name, middle school isn't a beginning or an end. It's a time of transition. This spring, Cannon-Jones said football provided Narion with a sense of focus at a time in his life filled with distractions.
Oh, girls, a lot of distractions, they can be hard for students, especially at the middle school age. That's when you kind of figure out which way you're going to go, if you're going to keep doing your work or slack off with your friends. And so I think play ball gives them that motivation to stay on the right track.
But not everyone starts off on the right track, as Karen found at the high school level.
In the 6 months we've been following these stories, we both met a lot of kids like Narion. Kids who are on the right track flock to the microphone, like senior Sarah Senseo. She kept apologizing for only knowing her GPA out to 2 decimal points.
4.86 something. I don't even know.
But there's another side to the program. I wanted to talk to a kid who didn't start off on the right path, a kid who really needed the tutoring centers operated by the Boston Scholar Athletes, the program that's transforming sports in the high schools. That kid turned out to be 6'5" junior Jaquiel Smith. This spring at Dorchester's Jeremiah E. Burke High School, Jaquiel ducked out of phys ed to meet me. At first, he was shy and avoided my gaze. But when I asked him about becoming academically eligible to play basketball, Jaquiel just lit up.
It was very important, very, because I see it as we don't got no big men. I'm the only big man on the team. If we didn't have no big men, we would never have made it far as we did.
Boston Public Schools only require a 1.67 GPA. That's a low C to play sports. But Jaquiel's report cards were filled with D's and F's. The thing about Jaquiel is he faces academic challenges that affect his reading comprehension. But after receiving help in the zone that included accommodations for his disability, Jaquiel earned an A average last semester.
My mind state 2 years ago was, all right, come to school for my friends, to see my friends. Now it's forget the friends, come to school to do my work, come to school to get somewhere in life, to take my mother out this neighborhood, away from all the drama, so...
Using athletics as motivation in the classroom is a common denominator between the Boston Scholar Athletes in the high schools and play ball in the middle schools. Sports can push D and F students to pull their grades up, but the chance to play can also inspire students on the honor roll, like Narion Jones, to stay there.
I love football and I wouldn't want to mess it up by not getting good grades in all my classes.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Narion's favorite sport and his favorite subject at the Frederick Middle School are intertwined in more ways than one. In 2011, his math teacher was also his coach.
Math is also a favorite of Burke High Schooler Jaquiel Smith. His coach, Megan Waterbury, is proud of her new star player.
I think he just found his little niche, his little place, and he really excelled at it.
But finding one's niche at the Burke hasn't always been easy. The school has struggled for decades and has been designated as one of the state's underperforming turnaround schools. It received a nearly $50 million renovation in 2008 after a piece of ceiling memorably fell on Mayor Tom Menino's head during a visit. The neighborhood has improved over recent years as well, but Smith says he and his classmates still worry about gang violence.
Like, you could just walk down the street and something could happen to you because somebody just won't like the way you look or step on somebody's sneakers or something like that, something might happen. So it's just like I try to stay away from that.
Community centers and boys and girls clubs aren't popular with high schoolers, and Smith says many working parents lock their teens out of the house rather than let them stay at home unsupervised. Without the zone, Jaquiel says, kids like him would have nowhere to go after school, except the streets.
During the day, Narion Jones's mother is at home. His parents, Anthony and Monica, are married. They attend Narion's practices and games. Play ball runs some sports for middle schoolers. The Boston Public Schools run others, but they differ in how they handle students' inevitable academic missteps. After seeing both, Cannon Jones prefers play ball's methods to the school system's approach.
It's like if they don't have the grades, they just cut. Versus play ball, if you slack off on your grades, you still have to show up on game day with your jersey on to participate with your teammates. You just are not allowed to play.
Narion says play ball gave him a closer connection to teammates who were struggling during the football season.
We were trying to support them, like, if you bring your grades up, there's a possibility that you can get back onto the team and that you shouldn't act up, because if you really love football, you shouldn't, like, do bad in your classes.
And in high school, Jaquiel Smith became the Burke basketball team's chief motivator and alarm clock.
I call my point guard every morning, like, yo, come on, we got to get to school. I need you to school on time every day.
But the season's over and Jaquiel's worried. Will his grades slip? Will he stop coming to school on time? Will he once again have nowhere to go after the final bell at 2:45? Coach Megan Waterbury has Jaquiel and his teammates covered.
They're going to be busy. They don't quite know it yet, but there won't be any off season, and then those will get a whole bunch of them playing football and playing baseball and track and everything like that. So we plan to keep most of them very busy. Don't worry.
In sports, there are scores and records. In school, there are tests and grades. But there's also the social learning that comes with playing sports. And Narion Jones is preparing for high school with a better sense of self-esteem.
I feel like I made more friends and that people noticed me, and like, it feels good.
And high schooler Jaquiel Smith, who spent his first 2 years at the Burke wandering the halls, now can't think of anywhere else he'd want to be.
I love my school. I wouldn't want to leave my school.
Jaquiel knows he'll have to leave his school eventually. And when he does, he says he'll finish out strong in college. He hopes that his height and talent will take him to the NBA. But the Boston Scholar athletes have taught him to have a backup plan. If not the pros, Smith says, maybe he'll become a chef. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Given.
And I'm Doug Tribou.